Hey guys, Arctic Host here with another episode on using your VPS, specifically what to do with a VPS. So I'm just going to list out a couple of things you can do with a VPS that really kind of show you what it's all about and why it's so helpful to have a VPS versus a shared host or some other type of hosting server. So let's get started. What to do with the VPS? Well, the first thing you can do is just run a simple website, whether that be a blog for yourself, your family, photo sharing. All of those can be served from the VPS and you have full control of the VPS. So that's number one, just run a website. Number two, you can run a game server even like Counter-Strike or Minecraft for the kids. They can control the game server, be admins on it, have quite a bit of fun. Complete control over the game server, so you can keep it PG if you want. The third thing you can do with the VPS is just use it as a remote workstation. If it's a Windows VPS, you can connect to it via RDP. If it was a Linux VPS, you can set up a VNC server for remote shells, or just SSH to it and use it like that. Another thing you can do, the fourth thing, is use it as like a public or private FTP server. You can share some common files on it, upload things that you might want to share with everybody, frequently used, or just set up as a private FTP server for photos and share files with family. The fifth thing you can do with the VPS is run a VPN on it. So you can run a virtual private network, install OpenVPN, which will allow you to securely tunnel all your traffic from your computer to the VPS that's running the virtual private network, the VPN server, and so all your traffic goes through the VPS, and it never leaves your home connection. Nobody can ever see it or sniff it. The last thing you can do with the VPS is just use it as like a dev environment. For example, practice coding web servers like PHP, creating applications, script building. So if you wanted to learn Python, you can get a Linux VPS. Don't worry about breaking your actual computer. Just do all the build and testing on the VPS. You can even scrape the web with the VPS. For example, if you were learning Python and you wanted to learn how to scrape Google, go through Google links and code all of that, you could do all of that on the VPS.